I thank God for the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, amen, he taught them the first thing is, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." I would be safe in saying very few people ever go to their prayer, whether it be their daily prayer or any kind of prayer, and the first thing they do is start worshiping and adoring the name of God in Christ. Huh? Amen. Most time we go right into thanking him for being saved and thanking him for what he's done for us, but very few worship him because of who he is. But that's what Christ said to do. Amen. You worship him. "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Amen. Now, in ancient Hebrew culture, in the Bible times, names carried a great significance. They might refer to an individual's personality, relate to an event surrounding a person's birth. Remember Jabez? Remember that? I preached a message a few months ago, I think almost a year ago now, that his mother, the mother of Jabez, only two verses deal with his life, but Jabez was named that because his birth brought sorrow, amen, to his mother. Amen. Other men that we know, like Abraham, excuse me, Abraham, amen, his name means a father of a great multitude. Amen. Moses, amen, because he was taken out of the Nile River, his means taken out or drawn forth. Isaac's name, of course, that's my boy's name, means laughter. Amen. I don't know if that's true for mine. It's more like anger. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Laughter. And because of Sarah that she laughed. Remember that text? That Sarah laughed when she heard of what God was going to do for her and Abraham. Job, his name means he that weeps or cries. Amen. The world's views of the name of Jesus. Amen. The majority of the people might say something like this. Jesus was a religious leader who lived and preached around 300 A.D. His followers claimed that he had the power to heal people and that he rose from the dead after his crucifixion. Those who believe in him are called Christians. But the biblical view of the name of Jesus and the Greek version of the Hebrew name Yeshua, which means salvation or Savior. This name indicates that Christ's primary role was as the world's Savior, not just a moral teacher. Amen. The Quran, even the Muslim, Islam faith teaches that there was a man named Jesus. It wasn't greater than Muhammad. Amen. But there was. But I'll tell you, I want to preach this morning on the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. There is no salvation or hope of eternal life apart from the name of Jesus. Amen. As a pastor of this church, amen, if I have a hobby horse, amen, I want it to be the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll tell you something. I believe that there is no way to be saved except in through, Sister Jewel, that precious, lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The song that the girls sung, that there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have prayed for people that is demon-possessed. Amen. I have seen demons, amen, rise up in people, slither like a snake, foaming at the mouth. I don't want to get too gross this morning, but when you mention that name of Jesus, I'm telling you, every demon is subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many religions teach that people can earn divine favor through good deeds. Catholic Church to be one. The truth is, you and I might be able to clean up parts of our lives, but we are powerless to change our sin nature. That's why we need a Savior. Huh? Amen. You know, when we think about this, in our text we're told of a name that does have great significance. The name of Jesus stands out as a name above every other name. In the Bible, Jesus is given many names and titles. Amen. He's called, number one, he is called Adam. Can you believe that? He is called Adam. He's the second Adam. That's what the Bible said. Amen. He is called the anointed. He is called the apostle. He is called the author. He is called the Amen. He's called the Alpha. He is called, amen, the Ancient of Days. Remember that in the book of Daniel. He is called the beginning, the begotten, the beloved, the branch, the bread, the bridegroom, the bright and morning star, the bishop of our souls, the brightness of the Father's glory. He's called captain, consolation, chief cornerstone, counselor, covenant, amen, chosen of God. He is called Christ in the New Testament. I feel like preaching this morning. If my voice will hold out. He is called the daysman, the deliverer, the day spring, the day star, the door, the desire of all nations. He is elect in Zion, everlasting Father. He is Emmanuel, which means, oh, y'all read your Bible. Amen. That's right. Amen. He is the finisher of our faith. Amen. He is the forerunner. He is the friend. He's the first fruits. He's the faithful vine. He's the fountain of the life of issuing from the cave of death. He is God, the gift of God, the governor, the God, the glorious Lord. He is help. He is hope. He's a husband. He's a horn of salvation. He's the heir. He's the head of the church. He's the heir of all things. He's the high priest. He's hell's dread. Amen. He's heaven's wonder. Amen. He is the Holy One. I want to preach this morning on there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. This world might got upset with Mr. Brett Hume because he suggested, amen, Jesus to somebody. But I want to tell you, this world will reject him. The Bible said in the last days they will hate you, the Christian, because of his name's sake. They don't mind if you say God, because God can mean a lot of different things to different people around the world. Huh? But when you say Jesus, you say, I believe in Jesus being the Son of God. Amen. It puts it down into one way. Huh? There is only one way. The hymn song said, there's just one way to the pearly gates. Huh? To the crown of life, to the friends who wait. It's the old crossroad. Straight. There's just one way to the pearlies. Woo! Mama. Amen. He is the I am. He's the inheritance. He's the image of God's person. He's immortal, invisible. He is Judah, the just, the judge. He is Jesus. He is King, King of Israel, King of kings, King of glory, and King everlasting. He is life, the light, love, lily, love, lion, lamb, lawgiver, amen, the living stone, and the Lord of glory. Woo, help me, Lord. Amen. He's the messenger. He's the Messiah. He's the mediator. He's the master. He's the mighty God. He's mercy's paradox. He is a Nazarene. He's the offspring of David, the Omega, the only begotten of God. He's the offering and the offerer. He is the priest, a Passover, a potentate, a prophet, a propitiation, the prince of life, the prince of peace. He's the great physician. Amen. Can anybody get excited about Jesus this morning? I'm talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. He is righteous. He is rabbi. He's the ransom. He's rest. He's the root of Jesse. He's the root of David. He's a refiner. He's a refuge. He's a resurrection. He's a rose of Sharon blooming in the shades of hell. He's the ruler. He's the redeemer. He's a rock of ages. The old black preacher said, amen, when they, amen, put that stone at the door, Brother Brad, and they just rocked him, the rock of ages. Amen. What they had was a rock inside of a rock and a rock around a rock. The old black preacher said there was a rock under the rock, a rock over the rock, a rock around the rock. He said they just rocked in the rock of ages. Amen. He's a stone. He's a shepherd. He's a son of God. He's a son of man. He's a shield. He's a servant. He's a seed of the woman. He's surety. He's a sufferer. He's a savior. He's a sinless sacrifice. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a teacher, the truth, the tabernacle, the testator, the treasurer. He's a tree of life. He has witnessed the word, the way, the wisdom of God, and the wonderful. Woo! No wonder the Bible says he is all together. Woo! You like to read a romance story every now? Read the Bible. Woo! That's right. Amen. He is altogether lovely. He is the fairest of 10,000. Of all the names given to this man, none, though, is as precious and as sweet or majestic as the name of Jesus. Oh, I wish I could sing this morning and had a voice. I'd sing that song. What a lovely name, the name of God reaches higher far. Woo! Thou art sweeter. Listen, what a lovely name. Some think, when they think of Jesus, some say Gabriel, the angel, named him. Amen, but he didn't name him. The angel Gabriel only announced his name to Mary. Amen. Mary, his mother, didn't even name him. Joseph, his father, did not name him. But our text says in verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You know why the reason God could give him this name? Because only God knew what his mission was going to be. Only God knew what he would do when he came to this earth to be the Savior of the world. Woo! Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, he had a name that was handpicked by God. Amen. It was a name that was handpicked by God. The name Jesus, amen, means Jehovah is salvation. His precious, sweet name reveals a side of Jesus that many fail to grasp. While God is a God of wrath and judgment, he is purely and holy love. 1 John 4:18-16 tells us that God is love, and everything he does is an outgrowth and an expression of his love. Therefore, when the Father sent Jesus to come into this world, he was sending a message to humanity. And it was this, that I have not forgotten nor forsaken you. I love you and I give you my son. Who will reveal me to you? Now the text says that his name is exalted. So I want to preach for a while, a few minutes. Stay with me. Amen. Wherefore God hath exalted, highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above. Now, I like the name of James. James is a wonderful name. But I'm sorry, Brother James. Jesus is above the name of James. Now, XL is a unique name. I don't know if I know another XL on the planet. Has anybody else ever met another XL? There's only one. Amen, XL. Amen. But I'll tell you, Brother XL, as much as I like your name, amen, there's a name above your name. Amen. The name of Jesus. Now, you know, have you ever needed a job, Brother Kevin? You ever needed a job? Oh, he's there now. He needs one right now. Amen. He is a working man. The Lord will bless him. Been praying for him every day. Ain't missing a day, Brother Kevin. God's going to help you. Amen. But have you ever needed a job? Amen. And you know somebody that works there. Amen. And because of their good name, they might can help you get in and get a place of employment. Amen. In other words, it pays to know some people. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you, amen, when you have the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. All of heaven, amen, and earth, and even under the earth, amen, bow in reverence to that name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, 20 through 23 said, which he brought in Christ, amen, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Listen to me. For above all principality, all power and might and dominion and every name that is named, God said far above every name that is named. Woo. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Man. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I'm telling you, he has got a name that is exalted. Amen. He is over. You know, the Bible talks about that prince of darkness that hindered Daniel's prayer being answered. Remember that? Principalities. Ephesians chapter 6 talks about a spiritual warfare that the children of God are in. And we fight not against flesh and blood, but what? Principalities and powers of darkness and high places. But this scripture right here tells me that God hath made Jesus far above all principalities. Amen. I want to tell you, I don't care how strong a devil, a demon that the devil may put over a city or a life or a family, there is a name that's exalted far above every principality. No wonder Jesus said over and over and over, in my name you shall cast out devils. Amen. What is it? That demon has to be subject to the name of Jesus Christ, because God hath exalted him above every principality. Oh, I wish I had a voice. Y'all ain't getting that. That's some shouting ground out there. Because the devil has got some of your children bound. Huh? The devil has got some of your people bound. Some of them's bound by drugs. Some of them's bound by alcohol. Some of them's bound by perversion. Some of them's bound by lust. But this scripture tells me that the name of Jesus Christ is above every principality. And so whatever demonic spirit has them bound, the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can break that, amen, amen, bond that the devil holds over their life. No wonder Matthew said, whatever you bind in earth shall be. Is that what the Bible said? Whatever you loose shall be loosed in heaven. I'll tell you, I'm talking about the name of Jesus. John 3 and 31 said, he that cometh from above is above all. Whew. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. My mind goes to the Battle of Armageddon. I read the book of Revelation this week. I read there where there's going to come a time at the end of that 7-year tribulation period. Amen. The great battle of Armageddon. Amen. Isn't it strange how the United States and even the world, every current war. I remember when we went to, years ago, when we went to Desert Storm in the early 90s. Anybody remember that? Amen. I'm old enough I can remember that. I remember questions being asked, is this the Battle of Armageddon? It seemed like every time there's an outbreak of war, the world wants to know, is this the Battle of Armageddon? You know, they're set on the edge of their seats. Amen. But I'll tell you, when that Battle of Armageddon happens, and every, amen, army of the entire world, amen, try to fight against Christ, amen, in the church. I want to tell you, I read the back of the book. I ended last night, and I read where we went. Amen. I want to tell you this name, Jesus. It might be hated by this world. Amen. They might write in an email, Fox News, for a commentator stating the name of Jesus. And I am telling you, I'm thankful. I got down to pray last night about 1:30, and I said, God, I'm glad that I know the name of Jesus. I'm glad that I understand that you have one son and his name is Jesus. Woo! There's 1.1.3 billion Muslims in the world, they say. My, I'll tell you, we ought to thank God every day of our life that we know about Jesus. The Antichrist, when he comes upon the scene during the 7-year tribulation period, will hate, will despise, will do everything in his power to destroy. My Bible said that God had highly exalted him, gave him a name above every name. Ephesians 1:21 said, for above, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. It's talking about spiritual wickedness. Far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Acts 9:10, verse 36 says, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Now notice my text in closing. The Bible said in verse 9, amen, wherefore God had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in the earth, and even things under the earth. Wow. In heaven, I read this week, amen, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 7, Revelation 7 chapter verse 9, Revelation 19:1-3. There in heaven, the precious name of Jesus is honored as it is nowhere else. When the name of Jesus is heard in the heavenly realm, it is the catalyst for rejoicing in praise. In heaven, the name of Jesus is a constant source of praise. Since we have been in this service for almost 2 hours now, in heaven they have not stopped worshiping and praising the holy name of Jesus Christ. This Bible here says that they're going to praise him in heaven and in earth. Are there anybody here this morning, amen, is going to praise the name of Jesus? Anybody? I'm waiting on you. Anybody here feel like praising the name of Jesus? I wish I was in a black church. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. I'm talking about no other name under heaven. Amen. It was Jesus. You know the reason why you're not divorced this morning is because years ago you found that name called Jesus and you accepted, amen, his sacrifice on Calvary and you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you sat here saved, clothed, and in your right mind because of the name of Jesus. Come back to the piano, girls. Please, I want you to sing that again. Now the Bible says, under the earth. Jesus was here on earth. The demons, even the demons, gave him the deepest respect and reverence. The Bible said they believe in him and tremble. One preacher I heard said when Jesus was crucified, He said, it is finished. You got to understand, before he ascended back to his Father, he descended. And he went to the lower parts of the earth. Are you with me? It's what the Bible said. And all those Old Testament saints came out of that earth, that paradise, even under the earth. You don't believe they're calling on his name in hell right now? You don't know the Bible. Amen. The greatest prayer meeting right now is right going on in hell. They're pleading. They are begging. They're crying out with every ounce of strength in them. But he does not hear them. There is no escape out of the pit of hell. But can I tell you this morning, if you sit here this morning lost without God, amen, if you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Whew. It's a saving name. The name of Jesus. You remember in Acts chapter 3? Peter and John come up to that gate called Beautiful. Huh? Those men said, silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, give unto thee. What else did they say? In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That is why when we pray, Jesus himself taught us. When I go back to heaven, you talk to the Father. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Huh? He said you come to the Father. You couldn't even talk to God unless you come to him through Jesus. Is that the Bible? You can't even talk to God unless you come to him through the name of Jesus. That's why when we pray for the sick, we pray for him in the name of Jesus. That's why when we say grace over our meal, we get done. We'll say in the name of Jesus. That's why when I get down to pray, I say, Father, I come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What place in the Bible said we have divine access to God? You see, in the Old Testament, they didn't. They had to go to the priest once a year. Remember that? They had to go to the priest once a year. But you and I can come boldly to the throne of grace through the name of Jesus. Sing that, girls. Sing that. Worship the Lord this morning. Got a problem this morning?
There is hope, there is strength.
I said you got a problem this morning.
There's
power.
There is healing in his holy presence.
Oh.
There is power in
I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Sing it again.
There